I have a serious problem. Yes, I do. And unfortunately, I've had it all my life. I don't know if I got mixed up growing up with a free-to-be you-and-me mindset or if it was something else. But if you don't know what free-to-be you-and-me is, you must check it out. It's a storybook, or maybe it's an album, or maybe it's an idea for how to create open-minded human beings. Starring Marlo Thomas and friends. Free to Be You and Me is geared to a child audience, but the messages in the tales and songs are much more than mature. Like when the big old football hero Rosie Grier sings, especially for little boys. It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. Or maybe when I became a huge ongoing problem for the fashion police, believing you should wear whatever you want. From the person, I think this is where it stemmed from, this poem. It starts out like this. Don't dress your cat in an apron just 'cause he's learning to bake. And the poem ends with, a person should wear what he wants to, and not just what other folks say. A person should do what she likes to. A person's a person that way. Or maybe it was the really sensitive and loving message delivered in a poem song called William's Doll that switched my head around. This song poem offered quite the dilemma, especially for the time, saying, when my friend William was 5 years old, he wanted a doll to hug and hold. The point is, I grew up believing, and I still do believe, that, well, I don't want this to sound cocky or anything. It's not meant to be that way. It's not what I mean. But what I truly believe there is this. There is no one better than me. And on the other hand, I also know I am not better than anyone else either. If free to be you and me didn't mess me up enough with my I can do anything and be anything thinking, my parents only made it all the worse with my lack of gender bias outlook in life and careers. See, my mom's a car freak. She still is and always has been. She's happier washing a car or flying around with the top down or outside cutting the grass all my life, while my dad was primarily, and again, the happy cook in our house. They always told me, it doesn't matter what works for anyone else, it just has to work for us. Which brings me to the whole point of today's Mix Sizzle and Shake Your Business broadcast podcast show. My question to you is, based on my crazy belief that even if you do know more about something, you are 100% no better than me. My big business question then for you today is this. When does a business become too arrogant to serve? Think about that one, folks, because I have a few reasons and examples for why this is on my mind. When I was a young girl starting out in business, another business owner who I liked and respected told me this. Some businesses survive and survive and thrive in spite of themselves. I see it, and it's true, but it kind of makes me sad. I'll dig into this deeper tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and feel free to pipe in too. This is Sue Ann. Have a great day and a great month.